It began in a home in the suburbs where a boy dreamed of saving all the poor children of the world.
It is a youth group dedicated to the elimination of child labor. You may be thinking, well, you're only 12 years old. What can you do to help? Being 12 years old is no excuse.
Craig, if I can just ask a question, obviously it's a cause that no one can question, but are you certain you're not being exploited by adults in any way?
Joined by his big brother, he built a charity that attracted the world's top celebrities.
Brothers Craig and Mark Kilburger are rock stars of social change and co-founders of the We Movement.
You were so impassioned, and now this has become your life's work.
Hey, I'm Justin Bieber, and this is We Day.
Let's make some noise for His Royal Highness, the Duke of Sussex.
We have the billionaire founder of Virgin Group, Sir Richard Branson, and Craig Kilburger.
I first met Craig when he was 13 years old, when I was Vice President of the United States.
The We message was simple. Every kid has the power to change the world. It's easy.
Every time somebody likes We Day on Facebook, a dollar is donated to Free the Children, and that is how easy it is to make a difference.
You can change the world for the better while literally doing the stuff that you would probably be doing anyway. You can be selfless and selfish at the exact same time.
Are you ready to change the world?
But behind the scenes, things were not so simple.
Certain things started popping up.
Fear, intimidation, idolatry around Craig.
They were talking about us partnering with a clothing line. It's still using child slavery internationally.
Using child labor, free child labor, to help negate other child labor is like a weird cycle.
The idea was that if you signed up, for every sign up, we would inoculate a child in Africa. So they were used to manipulating kids.
I was 13, 14. They got you young.
I know a lot of people that I knew from the organization are scared to talk about their experiences for a wealth of reasons.
Who are these people, really? And did I actually do anything meaningful?
The entire operation was to satisfy the corporate partners.
This is the story of a charity that did well when it was supposed to be doing good.
There are allegations about corruption.
Wesley's face, Wesley's life of 4 years were used to make money for Free the Children and We Charities.
Blackmail.
What's always in it for a journalist that kills a story? Money.
Death threats.
Honestly, by the grass, I'll shoot the motherfucker dead right now.
Pete, how can I help?
Illegal cash transfers.
I have filed a fraud investigation with the United States Internal Revenue Service calling for We Charities and Free the Children to be investigated for fraud in the United States.
From the news organization that exposed it all, this is The White Saviors, a Canada Land original podcast.
Saviors only survive if they have victims.